Happy Thanksgiving. This very busy morning before, if you're headed to the airport, it's going to be busy. Take your patience and be prepared. You know, empty your pockets, put all the stuff in your carry-on. You know the drill. If you're driving, expect a lot of traffic as well. We have some of the best times and worst times to drive. And it's helpful, but you're going to leave when you're going to leave. You have to be where you have to be whenever it is. We'll talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk about the most popular Thanksgiving side dishes. Marie Osborne already has told me what her absolute number one favorite most popular side dish is, and we'll get to that in a moment. But right now, let's talk about some more good news. Relentless Positive Radio here. And USA Today has proclaimed our America's Thanksgiving Day Parade, presented by Gardner White, as the best holiday parade in America now 2 years in a row. And though we may have already known that, it's nice to know that the rest of the world is finding that out as well. And what many people, I guess, don't realize is the parade and a couple of other Thanksgiving Day traditions in Detroit are real economic engines for the area. Marie's done a deep dive in this. Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, has details. Good morning, Marie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Paul. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Well, you can call this a triple economic whammy. America's Thanksgiving Day Parade, presented by Gardner White, the Lions Game, and the 40th Annual Strategic Staffing Solutions Turkey Trot. Those three events bring thousands of people to the downtown area, and that really means big money. What is the total economic impact? Are you sitting down?
And the way you get to that number is the parade has typically had 900,000 people or more show up. Add in the attendance for the Lions Game, and then the likelihood that the average person might spend $30 to $40 per individual, whether it's to attend the parade, park, go to a restaurant, Lions game, you name it.
And we're talking about $50 to $73 million. That's David Sowerby, portfolio manager for Ancora Investments in Bloomfield Hills. He says people don't go to any of these events and not spend a few bucks to enjoy themselves.
If you go to a Lions game and you don't know, and maybe you don't go every year, maybe you buy a couple of jerseys or a Lions hat. The parade, you certainly need to feed your family if you're going down there. All that spending, and it's usually more than most people realize, then has this economic multiplier effect.
And this year, you can expect some pent-up demand as all three of those events are back in full for the first time since the pandemic. Expect some big crowds. America's Thanksgiving Day Parade is broadcast in more than 185 stations, television stations across the country, celebrating its 93rd year this year. Nearly a million people go down just to the Thanksgiving Day Parade. The parade will premiere 9 new floats this year. That's a record. And there will be those giant balloons, the marching bands, the Distinguished Clown Corps, the giant paper mache heads. Keep an eye out for the Paul W. Smith big head. And, of course, the radio coverage begins with a prelude to the parade hosted by Paul right here on WJR 760 at 6 a.m. runs until 9:30. Paul, we're looking forward to
That's
it.
So nice of you to remember all of that and promote all that. We appreciate that. We will be there. You'll be there. We'll all be there in spirit. And although we don't do the parade itself like we used to, we had to give that up when we took on the Lions. And now that the Lions are gone, it wouldn't have been proper to try to horn our way back in for the people who took over for us. And Tony Michaels is kind to have us there in the beginning of the parade, actually before the parade when they're getting ready. But we've got a nice lineup of people that are going to be on the show today as well, because looking ahead, Governor Whitmer will be here at 7:19 in this next half hour. Looking forward to that. So Marie is a great chef. We have two of them now in totally different directions, but Sean Belegian and Marie Osborne. And I said I was going to go through the most popular Thanksgiving side dishes in the U.S. And Marie jumped on board, and I don't know if she knows this, she felt very strongly with her submission. And Marie, you're absolutely right, because stuffing dressing is the winner. It is the number one add-on, the number one side dish for Thanksgiving across the country. But you've got a very
uno.
You've got a very highfalutin one.
I know. Well, that's the one we. I have my own that I usually make every year that has pecans and cherries in it, and you know, bread and all that stuff. But this one is the new one from Ina Garten, and it's the Gruyere mushroom bread pudding that is served as a stuffing or as the dressing side dish.
Sean couldn't help himself.
Oh, it's so good, Sean. I'll send you the recipe. It looks delicious.
Do. Is this the one you could find at cooking.newyorktimes.com?
Yeah, New York Times, exactly. You may need to pay to get that, but it is there, but there are other ways. Those of us in the know how to search recipes and find them. So, it is the mushroom Gruyere bread pudding by Ina Garten. And if you search that, you will probably find it and not have to go past a paywall for it. Should I say that out loud? I don't know if I should say that.
I want our listeners to know what they might be facing, but you know.
Yeah. And, but you know what? What other time of year do you get to eat buttered bread that's baked with other delicious ingredients and you can eat it without shame? Thanksgiving.
But that's an important note. Everybody, so many people are watching their weight and trying to lose weight. Tomorrow, really. Thanksgiving Day is not the day to do that. It's Thanksgiving. eat with utter abandon, and then you'll, you know, go back on that diet tomorrow. The music that's playing right now is like we're going to a traffic report. Is that the right music? I'm so easily confused. There we go. It's 6:57. I want to go through some more of those popular dishes. Everyone is serving one, two, three, maybe many of these popular dishes. We'll get into that coming up right after the news when Sean, Ann, Brian, Marie, Dana, whoever wants to join in the conversation for Thanksgiving tomorrow, we'll do it all here on the Paul W. Smith Show at News Talk 760 WJR.